Well, in today's world, exploitation certainly goes on, I agreed. But in a lot of cases, it isn't a matter of gross exploitation. It may just be that the nature of the job is very demanding. For example, when the economy is slow, companies are forced to cut back and lay off employees. Then the employees who are left have to take on more and more responsibility. Work becomes more stressful for those who remain. Any suggestions on how to cope more effectively with that type of situation, that sort of pressure or stress?
Of course, it will vary from individual to individual how one emotionally and psychologically responds. And it also depends upon the nature of work and the nature of the company. So there are many factors to take into account. For example, if you view your work as something that is really worthwhile, if, for instance, there is a higher purpose to your work, then of course, even if the work is very hard, there may be a greater willingness to undergo that hardship. Under such circumstances, you might think, oh, here's an opportunity to do something good for society. So it depends.
But that kind of situation or attitude may not apply to everybody, I pointed out. So what I'm wondering about is a general approach to work overload, which is actually one of the other common sources of work dissatisfaction.
What is this work overload? What do you mean?
The genuine curiosity in his voice suggested that he had never heard of the concept. Well, you know, I said, struggling for words, where you are overloaded with work and it becomes a source of stress.
I still don't know what you mean by this term overload. For example, your boss could give you some work which you could probably finish within a certain amount of time. But that is not overload because it is something you can accomplish, even if it is difficult. Or he could give you an amount of work that is impossible to finish in a certain amount of time, in which case you simply have to say, I can't do this. So what do you mean?
He wasn't getting it, but I failed to understand why he didn't get it. The concept of work overload isn't some obscure American custom or even something unique to Western culture. After all, the Japanese have even coined the word karoshi, death by work overload. I decided to frame it in his terms. Well, let's say you're a young monk and you're studying and practicing Buddhism. So your teacher would be the equivalent of your boss.
Okay, right.
He nodded.
I understand.
And your job is to learn and memorize certain texts. So let's say your boss gives you a text that you need to memorize by next week. It's a very challenging text. Now, if you work hard, maybe you can memorize it by next week, but it's going to be very difficult. Then he comes back a few hours later and says, well, now you have to memorize an additional text along with this text in the same amount of time. And he's your boss. You can't just say, I'm going to quit. I'm not going to be a monk anymore. So work overload in this context means that you are given more and more to do, but not enough time to do it.
Oh, now I think I understand. For example, when I was around 20 in Tibet, I had to give an important teaching, and for preparation, I had homework early morning and late evening. Then I had to get up very early before my attendants arrived, and even when my attendants had left, late into the evening, I had to read and memorize. So I woke up a few hours earlier and went to bed a few hours later. That is the kind of overload?
Right.
But then this is something that with extra attention and energy, it's something I could achieve. And that was okay for the short term. But if I were to continue with this, having less sleep for a long time, having that kind of overload for a whole year, then it would be impossible.
But that's the kind of thing many people are faced with these days, I informed him.
So why can't these people say, I can't do this, right from the beginning? Do they get fired?
In many cases, yes.
In that case, I think it goes back to knowing one's limitations. And if a boss gives more work to do, and it is beyond their capacity, then I think they have to say something. They have to say, this is too much work for me. And talk to the boss and try to reduce it. If that doesn't work, then they may need to look for new work. However, at that point, let's say that the boss agrees to extra pay and the employee agrees, then that is a person's decision and there's no cause to complain about overload. But if the boss gives too much work without increase of salary, then this overload is just exploitation, the kind that we just spoke about.